So first of all, I'm sure she's really glad she's making that 5-hour trip. Sounds like it really made a difference. I'm not sure how many people in this country would be getting a BRAF mutation, although it certainly seems like it ought to be done based on not just this, but many other cases. I'm curious, you know, of course, this combination was used in a melanoma for a while. We've heard about those toxicities for a while. What did you see in her, and what have you seen in general with this combination in lung cancer?
So the phase 2 study that looked at this combination has recently been published. It showed that the response rate was quite impressive, close to 65%, and the median PFS was approximately 10 months, suggesting it's in the same ballpark as what you would get with an EGFR-mutated patient with erlotinib or one of the TKIs. The tolerability for this combination is not a walk in the park, as one of the PIs told me from the study. Fortunately for my patient, we did not encounter any toxicities, but GI toxicities, fatigue, some rare instances of ocular toxicity are all seen with the combination approach. So if a patient who's on this combination develops eye symptoms, it's important to get them to see an ophthalmologist right away.
What about fever?
Fever is also something that's been noted in a subset of patients. She did not experience any of those things. And I think given the extent of how bad her lung cancer was, it's possible that she doesn't even appreciate some of these symptoms. But fever is reported with the combination.
Really interesting story. I'm kind of curious, if she were to present to you today up front and you knew she had a BRAF mutation, of course, now you know she responds better, but just in general, how do you approach the symptomatic patient who has a BRAF mutation up front?
My approach would be to give them targeted therapy, the combination of dabrafenib and trametinib in the first-line setting, and use chemo in the second-line setting for those patients up front. So testing for BRAF is part of our panel now, and we test patients for EGFR, ALK, ROS1, and BRAF at a minimum in the front line.
And I'm sure that applies to patients with EGFR and ALK in terms of, again, the sick patient. But what do we know, though, about the time to response and the chance of early response, chemo versus targeted therapy?
In patients with these driver mutations, responses happen very early. In fact, when you go back and look at the early studies of erlotinib and gefitinib, when you look at patient-reported outcomes of how early they can feel symptomatic benefit, you see in 1 to 2 weeks, these patients start noticing improvement in their symptoms and overall sense of well-being. So I would say that these responses do occur quite early. In 2 to 3 weeks, we see a clinical improvement in patients with driver mutation who are given targeted therapies. So I wouldn't hold back on targeted therapies under the notion that chemo perhaps may work sooner.